You know, most days I have a pretty healthy hatred for the human race, but the fucking reaction to this goddamn pandemic with coronavirus or COVID-19, whatever the fuck you want to call it, has got me just, I want to just grab the vast majority of the population and just punch them right in the fucking face. I'm going to be indiscriminate, as usual. Men, women, children, I don't give a shit. Motherfuckers are getting punched in the fucking face. This is Chris Johnson, and I'm fucking infuriated right now. This is a fucking serious situation. I'm not one of these dumb fucking assholes that's going to fucking post shit complaining that stuff is canceled. Like, my world's fucked up right now. Like, my runs are being canceled. My concerts are being canceled. I got a couple shows I'm going to that are fucking gone. I can't go to the fucking grocery store at the normal time. It's a huge fucking inconvenience, and it sucks, but I get it. It's fucking necessary. I'm not one of these pieces of shit that's just going to be like, well, the virus is only going to kill 2% of the population. Dude, shut the fuck up. I don't want to hear your shit. You're a fucking roofer, goddammit. You sell espressos. I don't want to hear your fucking opinion on fucking science. I'll leave it to the fucking scientists and the people working the fucking disease control and all that shit. Those people are pissing me off. But the people pissing me off more are these motherfuckers who are just fucking panicking. Like it's a fucking disaster movie. Like the fucking plague is coming. The Walking Dead, whatever the fuck you want to fucking call it, is coming. And they just got to go to the store and they got to fucking buy up everything. There's nothing on the goddamn shelves. Apparently nobody's been shopping for fucking years. It's the first time anybody's gone to these goddamn stores. They don't have any fucking stock in their fucking house. So they're fucking cleaning out everything. Hand soap, toilet paper. I talked about this the other day. Fucking company's got to put limits on how much toilet paper these assholes can buy. One of my buddies went to the store on Friday night. It was like at like 2, 3 in the morning, whatever. And she's texting me fucking photos. There's assholes with fucking carts like filled to the brim with fucking paper towels. What the fuck are you doing with that many fucking paper towels? Why do you need that many? Why the fuck do you need that many? You don't need that many goddamn paper towels. Motherfucker, if there's going to be a quarantine or like shit's going to shut down, it's going to shut down for like a month or a fucking week or a couple weeks or whatever the fuck. How much fucking filth is going on in your fucking daily existence where you need like 3 pallets worth of paper towels? How much shitting are you doing in your fucking house that you need to buy all the fucking toilet paper? I'm going to tell you right now. I got like 6 rolls of toilet paper in my house right now from, you know, whenever the fuck I bought it. And it's gonna last me for a couple weeks. And I fucking sling mud in my fucking bathroom on the fucking regular. I shit all the fucking time. I make it a daily thing. And I got a decent amount of fucking toilet paper. I know I'm one asshole. I know I'm one fucking guy. People with families might need fucking more than me. But you don't need fucking like 8 pallets worth. You don't need to fucking stock up as if it's never gonna be fucking made again. You're selfish fucking assholes. Stop it. There's enough for fucking everybody. If you didn't fucking panic and just buy fucking everything, everybody would fucking have enough. You know how I know this? Because there's always enough every other fucking time. The population didn't fucking double. All these dickheads are just buying all the fucking potatoes now and the bread. It's fucking expanded. The list of shit that assholes are buying up is fucking expanded. What are you gonna do with potatoes? Potatoes are good for a couple weeks. You're buying all this perishable food. I hope you fucking choke on those goddamn potatoes. There's no fucking reason for everybody to be going this fucking insane. We'll fucking deal with it. We'll fucking get through it. Jesus fucking Christ. You don't need to buy out all the stock. And even if this was like a scenario from a fucking disaster movie, what are you gonna give yourself if you got like fucking 24 things of pasta? You're gonna live an extra fucking 3 weeks when fucking society crumbles, when the infrastructure goes down? You think you're gonna be able to live in your fucking house with your fucking electricity and your fucking gas? Haven't you seen these goddamn movies? That's just gonna go away. And you're gonna be a fucking vagabond and you're gonna go from like town to town to town to town to town, walking down like fucking abandoned roads and shit, going from city to city, trying to avoid bands of raiders and fucking thugs, various unsavory characters. I've seen The Road. That's a pretty good movie. It was fucking depressing. I played a lot of these fucking video games. I've determined that if it's ever going to be like a fucking legitimate survival scenario, like those movies, a lot of times those movies, like A Quiet Place, right? You ever see A Quiet Place? It's a good fucking movie. I saw it for the first time the other day. Like it picks up like 90 days in and like everybody's fucking gone. And then this one fucking family's like sifting through the fucking store looking for batteries. You know what? I don't want to be that fucking family. It's not going to be me and the cats living like fucking hobos. I'm gonna fucking die early, and I'm gonna be cool with it. Why on fucking earth would I want to be in a fucking situation where I gotta fucking live with none of the shit that I'm fucking used to? I'm not gonna live like a goddamn pilgrim. I'm not saying I gotta be like connected to my phone all the time, but like I'm used to like cooking shit. I'm used to fucking running water and public transportation. Could you imagine like you gotta fucking wander around and just shitting in the woods all day? Like, you know what? Fuck that. Fuck that. Take my ass early. Alien invasion. Kill my fucking ass on day one. I'll give it a couple weeks. Like, if this fucking pandemic lasts longer than a couple weeks, I don't know what the fuck I'm gonna do with myself. All I can handle is just a short period of time with this shit. I can't even fucking handle the panicked buying. I don't know what I'm gonna fucking do. My normal 24-hour grocery stores change their fucking hours. Usually I go between fucking midnight and 6 a.m. and now it's fucking closed between midnight and 6 a.m. So I'm gonna try to go at fucking like 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock tonight. And the good news is I don't fucking sleep like a normal person. I got myself up at 4:30 in the afternoon today. I went to bed at 8 a.m. the day before. Technically it's the same day, I don't know. So I'm gonna try to hit the fucking store at like 10, 11 o'clock tonight before they close. And if I can't get shit, I'm still gonna be fucking up at 6 a.m. I might as well just fucking drive my ass back there. Oh, God damn it. I can't, like, focus on anything. This is all I'm, like, fucking worried about. I'm not worried about the fucking disease. As serious as I think this fucking disease is, I'm not really worried about that. I don't even fucking hate that. Like, we're gonna fucking figure it out. I just fucking hate everybody else during this. I want people just to stop being fucking assholes. And if you just fucking listen to the fucking reason why they're closing shit down and look at the fucking chart, you'll fucking understand it. It's basic stuff. They don't want the fucking healthcare system to be overrun. Stop being dicks. Stop buying everything that you don't fucking need. Settle the fuck down. Like, every now and then, like, I'll talk to somebody and I'll think, you know what, that person wasn't half bad. And then I'll talk to another person and I think, hey, maybe that person wasn't half bad. And I think, maybe humanity doesn't suck balls. And then this reminds me, like, no, it's a cold glass of water thrown right in my fucking face. Just, like, snapping me out of it. No, dickhead. People suck. Don't forget that. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's when you get the new podcast episodes. Podbean's the host of the cast. You can get every episode there, website or the app. I'm on Apple Podcast, Google Play, Spotify. I'm on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou. Instagram at maybe 5 minutes. And I'm going to, Jesus Christ, I can't even talk. I'm going to put the podcast in the Facebook timeline as well. And hopefully I'll fucking settle down.